G'day and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This podcast is brought to you by Mazda. Save at the Mazda stock clearance. 2019 Mazda BT50 4x4 dual cab XT ute. Now from only $37,490 drive away for ABN holders and primary producers. Conditions apply. So we're joining you on a pretty extraordinary day for footy, or the day after a pretty extraordinary day for footy. Day one of the shutdown. It's going to be pretty harsh on the clubs out there. We're going to try and make a little bit of sense of it. If you haven't subscribed to the pod, please do that. Leave a rating, leave a review, and let's get stuck into it. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rean, joined by Xavier Ellis. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. It's hard to be excited, isn't it? It's hard to be happy. It's hard to be, I said good, I'm probably not good.
Yeah, I'm
very far from good, they say. But it's intriguing. I mean, the AFL was just a domino that had to fall. I loved the fact that I reckon they obviously knew it was going to fall at some stage. By giving it a 40-week block.
Yep.
So those people out there who go, I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, everyone
knew. No shit, Sherlock. Everyone knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of when. They only got through 1 week. If Gill wasn't trying to provide a service and, you know, keep clubs afloat, if they weren't, they would have stayed out for sure. But, I mean, there was also an interest by the community.
Yep.
It was a community interest that I really bloody enjoyed on the weekend, especially on Sunday when I knew it was done.
I was surprised at how flat I felt. Like, I knew the decision was coming. We all knew it was going to happen at some point, but once it was final, it was just this, like, I mean,
you struggle to get, and it's, you sound silly, and I think it's probably an extension of life at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you struggle to get, you try and take a deep breath, and you're like, oh, God, like, it just... is just something's not sitting right. It's obviously society. It's not a footy thing.
No.
But having footy removed out of, you know, your day-to-day life as
well. Having that little escape was...
is just the extra 10% on top of what you're dealing with.
Yeah, it's kind of like you sorted it, you know, you're sorting things out on the home front.
Yeah.
You're worried about, people are worried about work, you know, mates facing the prospect of losing jobs. I've got pilots. We've both got a lot of friends in the footy industry, obviously.
Well, I've automatically lost footy work. You know, everyone loses. Yeah. Everyone's going to come out of here so much worse off.
And then just to have that one, it was like that final thing.
Yeah, it was.
We were still playing footy, the games of footy, and then, okay,
and the AFL,
it's done.
No one's invincible to this disaster. But, you know, you just hoped. And you looked at Gil yesterday in the press
up. Oh, he looked like he hadn't slept
for a week. Yeah, and I tweeted something, go home, have a scotch, get 8 hours sleep. Like,
yeah.
You can't do any more. Like, you've tried to carry it through and navigate as best you can.
Yep.
I mean, the NRL, I think they've probably had the scotches before the presser, because they're acting like they're pissed. That is, I don't know what they're trying to do.
It's like trying to go to Outback Queensland, everyone in a camp.
Yeah, incredible. Have you heard anything yet?
No, so we're sitting here, it's around midday in WA or 1 o'clock. Yeah, I haven't heard the latest out of the NRL. They're still trying to push on.
No.
Like, it's some of the suggestions when they tried to make New Zealand, and they got them for a week to camp out and not go home.
Incredible.
And then two blokes just went, no, look, my wife's pregnant. My wife's just had a baby. I've got to go.
So I just had a look at, there are four big contenders for round two. Okay, so.
That's team news.
Yeah, no, that's, God knows. They're still activating Twitter like something's happening. But anyway.
They just got it. But you can half understand why they do it, because their AFL is facing a financial disaster.
Yeah.
And they are a lot better off than the NRL.
Mm.
The NRL already tapped into a lot of their funds.
Yes.
Like, they don't have a future fund. They don't own a stadium like the AFL.
What did their TV rights go for? It was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was around the same. But TV, it's sort of your, so it's your savings and your assets, and I don't think they have anywhere near the same, AFL. And I think they've only recently caught up TV wise in the AFL.
Yeah, they have recently. Yeah, yeah. They have. But, I mean, you look at, you think, how are they going to stay afloat?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, how many people are going to lose their jobs?
Well, this is why when people were criticising the AFL for continuing, you can see now today, it probably hits home a little bit why they wanted to play, because there will be, so early reports are, we'll hear more as the day goes on, but, you know, almost 80% of club staff.
Would there be 400 staff members?
At each club?
Yeah.
It'd probably be inching towards there. Yeah, 300, 400.
So there's 5,000 people that are going to lose their jobs for the AFL, probably.
Yeah.
And you imagine too, like, if you were sitting at your office space, and you had a chance to try and save some jobs for a little while.
You just do everything you can.
But your boss said, nah, that's too hard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gil. But there's going to be a lot of people lose their jobs. It's incredibly sad.
Yeah, you see clubs and leagues and organisations with good leadership.
Well, and these people too that are losing their jobs, a lot of them don't do it for good money.
No,
I do
yeah,
it for
yeah,
the
yeah.
love, the passion, the mateship, the being friends,
involved, yeah.
being involved, sense of community. There's so many reasons why they do it other than the financial side of things. And yeah, it's going to take a hit and it's probably going to hurt them financially.
Yep.
But a lot of these people don't have a lot in their life either. Some of the older people that have been around for a very long time.
Club volunteers.
The footy club
years.
Is their life.
Yeah.
The footy club is their life. So, I mean, they're going to sit at home and really think, well, now what do I do?
I think Adam Simpson, it was a line that stuck out last night, because obviously Melbourne and West Coast were the only team to go into the game knowing that, you know, the 4 points at some point might still count for something. But they knowing that this is the only chance they're going to get for a long time to play footy. And his line after, when he was asked, well, you know, like, how do you get up for that and everything? He said, you know, I spoke to him and there are some people out there who watched their last game of footy today.
Yes.
That really sort of rammed it home. And look, West Coast, there's old footy supporters everywhere. There's a lot of people. Mm. The membership at West Coast is on the older scale.
Oh, mate, my grandfather, wouldn't surprise me if he didn't make another footy season.
Yeah.
100%.
So you could see why, like, footy was so important, and there's people who haven't missed a game.
Gee, I didn't hear that. That does make
it sort of puts it in perspective, didn't you? It's like, you know, there's no question. Everyone's like, oh, why are they playing? It's like, well, A, you got to have a full round in the books if you want to do anything.
Yes,
but B, this is more than just our livelihoods. This means a lot to people.
It does.
And there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a long time before they see another game, and some of them,
it's and you don't want to talk politics on this, but Christ, imagine making those calls. From above.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at Gil making a call around a sporting code, which means a lot to a lot of people. Imagine trying to make the call in countries.
Yeah. We're going to shut down our borders.
Here's me wondering, I make a call on how long I needed to reheat my spaghetti bolognese today, 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah,
and
I
was torn for 30 or 40 seconds deciding whether I was going to give it 30 or 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Imagine, even talking about a ship off Perth at the moment, they're talking about bringing
250 cases or something
into,
on it.
And I'm saying tow them.
Yeah,
and my missus is filthy that that's what I suggest. And you think someone's got to make that decision and under my roof.
Yeah,
you got two people with different opinions.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah, it's gonna. This is a. Yeah, we're gonna find out who the real leaders are.
Yeah.
We are seeing like actual leadership. Like,
yeah, great.
Probably we haven't seen in a long time in a lot of countries.
There's a lot of clockwork, isn't there, for countries that sort of run themselves essentially.
Yep.
And things only affect the minority a lot of the time, like a really, 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 really small minority.
Yep.
Something like this that's affecting the majority.
Mm.
We've never seen it. And you're right. You'll find the best leaders.
Yeah.
Even Clarkson, the way Clarkson spoke.
Clarkson yesterday was great.
You just saw it straight away. Like, and I thought to myself, how did Hawthorn know he was such a good leader when they appointed him?
Yeah.
How did they know he was a better leader than, I think that was
Talks. Who was the other one in the league? In the mix end. There were a
few. Rodney Eade? Was Rodney Eade?
Rodney Eade. He's one of the mix. Anytime there's been a coaching vacancy over the last 20, Rodney Eade.
But like Lee Matthews' name was thrown. There was a whole lot of Hawthorn champions that were thrown up as potential or sense of automatic replacement.
Yeah, yep.
And they went this bloke, Alistair Clarkson.
Yeah.
Just the way he spoke. I was cleaning the house yesterday and I just stood still and thought, on the spot, you've compiled that message so well that, you know, the game's so much smaller to the greater things going on.
Yeah.
Talking about people not taking things seriously and distancing each other and what he's witnessed in his own life. And you just tip your hat.
You just listen.
A phrase that he uses. Just
some
tip
people
your
make
hat.
You listen. Some people you have to listen to wait and find out what you want to find out, but he makes you listen.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, he didn't deliver any news, did he?
No.
But you just wanted to listen to what he was thinking and how he would navigate the situation.
He just said what a lot of other people have said, but you listen to him.
You do.
For whatever reason. And that's sometimes leadership's just intrinsic. Like, it just, people are leaders.
I was thinking about something, and we'll get on to footy. I was thinking about something today, because I'm now working from home. I've been sent home, not allowed to go into work. And I thought, I was a bit uneasy about it all. But I just thought, like, literally a little bit of glimmer of light, I get to be a better dad.
Yeah.
I get to spend time with Ted, my son, you know, not from 4 o'clock in the afternoon onwards, from 10 o'clock onwards, because we won't be able to afford to keep him at daycare if one of us loses, whatever. So, you've got to try and find little bits of light.
Anyway. Yeah, that's right, and that's probably... I think that was going back to last night again, but that was something Simon Goodwin said. He's like, we'll send everyone home to their families and make sure they get around them. That's what's going to get us through this next bit.
Intriguing. What do the young kids do who are, for example, them, WA kids who are playing in?
Well, I think a lot of the new guys on the Gold Coast have gone home.
Back to their home states.
Get home as soon as you can.
Yep.
But it's obviously difficult to live if you live in South Australia because the laws are already in. Port Adelaide are in 14-day isolation.
Which is fine, in the end of the day.
It's
get
just,
in, get it done. Yeah. It's your duty. My sister was in the middle of Africa somewhere.
Oh, that's right. She was coming back, wasn't she?
Namibia or some bloody
one of them.
and she got on virtually the last plane out of South Africa
yeah.
before South African Airways closed up. And you just think, well, imagine if you were stuck in not Johannesburg, I think it might have been.
Yeah.
So, you know, three or four flights to get to Johannesburg, Johannesburg to Perth. She rang me. I thought she was going to be under a whole lot of stress. And she was like, I'm in Perth.
Yeah,
so don't come near me. Stay in your corner. Get on the plane. Go to Melbourne. Find your apartment. Don't move.
Yeah,
and this
right.
is what you do.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's my wife and my daughter were meant to go to Queensland to see all my family and meet my grandmothers. Like the little one yeah. was going to meet my grandmothers.
Imagine if they went.
Yeah, if they went, it was Sunday. And even at the start of the week, we were kind of holding that glimmer
yeah,
of like,
course.
No, maybe this will be right.
And the AFL's on.
Yeah,
we might
the
be right.
on. We'll be fine. But yeah, I can't imagine now if they went and
14 days.
So it was already going for 2 weeks, which is you know, when you know yourself, when you drove over for the grand final, you know, a week without
yeah.
when you don't see your little one,
tough.
So add 14 days on the end of that, it would have been pretty rough.
But even like I was talking to a couple of mates in London, and you know, how is it over there? And they said they miss Perth because the open space.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you've got a park out the back of your
sort
of joint. I've got a couple of parks and a bit of a you know reasonable backyard.
You could still go for
imagine
a walk.
Imagine being in an apartment.
Yeah.
Over, you know, in these times.
In the middle of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, my sister's in the middle of Sydney.
Yeah, that's it. And, yeah, how tough.
Yeah, she was on isolation. She found it, yeah, she just about lost her mind. So.
Really?
It's going to be a long, yeah, the measures they put in place are going to be in for 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm really now, I mean, everything's changed so quickly, but if we get footy out, I don't think we're going to get the 17 rounds.
I reckon we will.
You reckon we'll get it?
Yeah, I reckon. So what have we got
we'll
up our sleeve?
In.
We're like 20 weeks now. So we can not play for 5 months.
Yep.
Is that 20 weeks?
I don't know. What's it, 5 months? Yeah,
yeah,
it's about.
Yeah,
that's
about
that. Yeah.
You know, we can not play for 5 months and then sort of show, you're playing, it'd be great. Imagine they play the grand final on Christmas Eve or something.
That would be pretty cool.
But then, you know, got to worry about the Boxing Day test and their wicket, so it's probably a bit difficult.
That is a little bit, moving away from the MCG, mate.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
But yeah, no, I think we'll get it. If we can. And it's hard to believe what's going on overseas in China.
Yep.
But, I mean, they're looking at getting – I was listening to the Low Post podcast, the basketball podcast, and Rachel Nichols was on there the other day saying that the Chinese players have been summoned back to work.
Yeah,
so
right.
So they've got to come back. The domestic flights are going. So, I mean
– I will put a marker on this now. If we don't play the grand final of the MCG and instead they play it at Marvel Stadium –
I'll spew up.
I'll bloody spew up.
I'll spew up.
One chance here to actually make it like, you know, the highest ranked team gets home ground advantage or we take it on a tour.
Toss
and
it.
If they just move it down the road.
Mate, put them in the hat and eliminate Marvel because it's a dump and go, all right, Adelaide Oval, revamps SCG.
Yeah, let's go down to, 50. You need 50. And it's not going to be.
What's the revamped SCG got you?
That'll get close to 50.
Yeah, so I reckon that.
SCG,
maybe a bit small.
Adelaide,
it wouldn't
Optus.
Get 50, but yeah.
There's stadiums around Sydney.
No, but I mean, even that's a reasonably good look. It's a nice stadium.
Yeah. You can play a grand final there without people worrying too much.
Yeah. Pile it in there. You're going to give it to the Gabba?
What's their capacity? I think their capacity is like 35, 40.
Yeah. I went to the Gabba when it was Port Adelaide v Brisbane back in...
Oh, yeah.
It might have been 02 or 1. You know where they were
just, that was the best games of the
and
year.
And it was... Epic. And probably the best game of footy I've ever been to in my life.
Yeah,
and
right.
that place went off.
Yeah.
It was something that, and because you there is only 30, not 35, whatever it was, but it was 35 Brisbane supporters. We were on our under 13 Vic Country tour. We played on the Gold Coast for Vic Country on our state championships or whatever. And so we were in the Gold Coast and we just shot up to the Gabba for the game against Port Adelaide. It was incredible. One of the best nights of footy I've ever seen.
That's, I think, any venue where it's packed.
Yeah.
This is where, why I think rugby league games look better when they're at suburban grounds because they play in a big stadium.
And the ferals roll into those games.
Yeah, that's like it. And there's a can bar somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
That's just a packed stadium going nuts.
The old scoreboards, you know, clicking over manually, that sort of stuff. No,
I still think back to the ones that I've worked at. And, okay, this is my favourite footy day was Western Bulldogs Sydney Grand Final.
Yep.
Because that was just like in the stadium there, being around all those people. It just had everything that Sydney get robbed.
You got the Bulldogs who...
They had people crying and like, you know, legitimately never thought they'd see this day and it came all of a sudden.
I gave my ticket to my brother-in-law who listens. So probably still owes me another box of beer.
That was a classic.
That was an awesome grand final.
You know, there was some pollen in the air when Bevo called Bob Murphy. Doesn't matter what you think of it.
You got to be the cheaty,
doesn't matter what you think of it in hindsight. Like if you were there on the day, you just did the old, oh, just
Sorry. Gee, a bit of dirt.
Yeah, the, something's whipped around. It's a whirly-whirly.
What I find interesting too, and I don't know if we'll talk about the Bulldogs, but I had a moment literally 10 minutes before the game started that why are we on the Bulldogs?
Oh, on the weekend?
Why are we mad about the Bulldogs? Why are they $1.80 favourite to beat Collingwood at
$2? Yeah, we just frothed them, eh?
Yeah, and I texted. I did it. And I wasn't having an interest in any, but I said, this is the wrong way around. Are we forgetting that the Bulldogs weren't a hell of a lot of chop last year?
Yeah, well, we might use this opportunity to segue into the round.
Yeah.
Because we had a round of footy, so we might as well savour it.
Yeah, let's go.
So the Dogs, they stunk it up.
Well, they absolutely reeked. Two inside 50s in such a long period of time. But, mate, credit where credit's due. I thought that I thought the Pies were incredible. And Adam Treloar, who just had a baby today as well. Yep. So congratulations. Yeah, yeah. How good is that? What about those sporting genes?
Well, who's his?
His wife is Kim, Australian Diamond.
Oh, really?
Kim Revelyan, I think. Yeah, okay. Played at Collingwood, played at Brisbane.
The one I can't wait for is Matt Guido's kid. Matt Guido married Franklin. Buddy Franklin's sister. Yeah.
Oh, well, this would be...
they got a couple now, I think.
Yeah, I think they do. Yeah, yeah, but these genes... Yeah, so Kim Revelyan, I'm certain it is. She was like the best player in the Diamonds. Playing centre, and I'm sure someone loves netball. Maybe I'm wrong, but pretty impressed by netball knowledge on that one.
That is.
I'm pretty sure, Queensland and Collingwood. She was like a boom recruit to Collingwood when they first opened up. But yeah, those genes will be absolutely humming. But of course, Adam Shaw didn't play on the weekend. But the Bulldogs, 34 points. And you go pound for pound, you stand them next to each other. Where does Dunkley stand next to side bottom?
Yeah.
Who's better?
Yeah, side bottom.
Side bottom's better. Yeah. And I think that we just bought in a little bit early. But
I think Bont's head-to-head in that midfield, Bont will take anyone, but he had a stinker.
Oh, he had an absolute stinker. I think he so many times you saw him shrug those tackles and, there was one where I think they said touched or not 15 play on.
Oh, yeah.
And he played dumb. Mate, you're too good to do that.
The stadium's empty. Yeah. You can hear that.
But he's too good to do that.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have we seen him get out? He had an absolute stinker. But, 15 disposals doesn't do justice. It was a bad night.
Yeah.
Johannesson I didn't see until late. Dunkley had 18. He had two at quarter time or something. But I wrote a name down on my sheet. And we should call it who's going to do a Chris Main. He's a footy story of where
they were prepared to give the contract back and pay him to be somewhere else.
Draft picks. Yeah. Well, they wanted that. You take Chris Main back Fremantle and we'll give you a pick.
Yeah, and we'll pay his contract.
Incredible. And he is now underpaid because it was 400, was it? Was it 1
500.
Point? No, 500. 500,
yeah.
Underpaid.
Yeah.
Underpaid. The average salary is 400, Chris Main's underpaid.
So I noted it during the preseason. Like he was topping their disposals every week.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I wonder if this translates, and it obviously does.
Well, he went from, so he averaged 20 disposals last year.
He had no tackles. That would be one of the very few games in his career Chris Main had no tackles because he used to be a monster.
Yeah, no, he's definitely.
He just chased people.
So there you go. Score involvement's 8, no tackles. Anyway, there you go.
Crazy.
7. Yeah, no, he was super impressive. And I don't know him. But obviously know people who know him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's always seemed like a good fella from reports, And the way he was not treated, because you don't know how he was treated in terms of internally, but that must have dented his confidence
incredibly. Year at Colin
Well, I'm talking about he couldn't get a game at the VFL.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And then he's a good player to keep.
Yeah, well, when it went to a point where, your parents are taking to social media just because they're that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's yeah, but imagine,
thrown under the bus, I think it was.
Imagine, that's unprecedented to send someone back with a draft pick.
Yeah.
That's very American sport sort of stuff.
Yeah. And then he didn't make the grand final against West Coast, he did not make a mistake. I think he went at 100% efficiency with like 20 touches and 70 tackles.
Good player.
Make a mistake. Who would have predicted this when he was, that year after he was good where he
strange
couldn't
career.
Hit the side of a barn.
Strange career. It was an unbelievable set shot.
Yeah. And then terrible.
Terrible set shot.
Yeah.
Then he was a terrible footballer.
Yeah. And now he's an elite winger.
And now he's an elite midfielder at Collingwood, the biggest club in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And it's a bloody good story.
Yeah, he's been through a fair bit. Oh, yeah, I couldn't have predicted this 2 years ago. Still kind of feels a bit weird.
Yeah.
You don't see him as a superstar, but he's now one of their best players.
Yes. It just almost magnet goes up and you know what you're going
to get. Yeah.
Just looking at Aaron Norton, 2 disposals.
That was, I didn't count anything that happened in the forward. As a forward on that day, I think you get a...
Actually, there was one thing I was really disappointed with, and I don't... It's a tough one because you're up against Grundy.
Yeah. Oh, Tim English.
Tim English got absolutely dominated. Like non-competitive sort of stuff there. And I thought Tim English, I said in the podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Everyone's talked him up all preseason.
Yeah, I reckon he's the next player to go into that category of being able to compete.
Yeah, Grundy, Gawn, Nick Nat.
Nick Nat beat Gawn yesterday.
I haven't seen him head-to-head much. It was
played,
good.
Played 30 minutes less time as well, Nick. More hit-outs, more disposals. Which is a good sign for Nick. I mean, Gawn, you're never going to...
And Gawn's coming off injury too. Like,
of course. Gawn's got about 8 more years to go to, I reckon. And you've just been told your first game is captain. There's no crowd. The season's over.
You've just flown and you're stuck in a hotel room for...
There's some factors that probably weighed against it. Viney was incredible.
Yeah.
Which is a good... Yeah, feather in your hat because I don't see him as that sort of player. Tough.
But not polished. But he did the job.
Yeah, but just there for a while. Melbourne were terrible, but he'll go home and think, well, I did my job and I picked up the best and fairest vote. So if you call it off today, I've been sacked as captain, but I'm winning the best and fairest.
I give a half, not half a pass mark, but I think it would have been a really weird experience this week as a travelling team.
Hard to, well, you look at it. Melbourne lost, Brisbane lost. Port won, which Geelong lost, Freo lost.
Sydney won,
yeah.
That was weird.
Luke Parker, incredible game.
Yeah, he's their best player again. Yeah, that's what we can say now.
But Isaac Heaney also kicked 4.
Yeah, that's true. So, we need to see that. The two of them, they can share points. How was that goal of Heaney's where he didn't cross the line?
Yeah.
And he was just sitting there.
Everyone stopped. Yeah. I'll just poke this through.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that where the crowd, if the crowd was there going bananas, maybe he would have thought it was over too.
Yeah.
But when there's no crowd, no noise.
You just look down at it.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, so maybe he was. But yeah, Luke Parker had 30 disposals and the clearances of 12.
I really hope he gets back to where he was, Luke Parker, because how old is he? There we go. I'll find biography. Not available. The AFL stats and everything this
season. So I worked the AFLW on the weekend, and I couldn't find live stats anywhere.
Yeah.
So then who do you want to speak to for... Yeah, the player, the Decebus player of the day, wherever it was.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you who had 1 disposal or 20 disposals. You know when you see someone do something really good a couple of times? Yeah, like, geez, they've had a good day.
Could have had
Could not tell you how many they had. The player I nominated at halftime, she ended up getting carried off with a shoulder injury or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
4 disposals at halftime. I was like, shit, what have I chosen? But then they could kind of say I was injured in the second quarter. But, yeah, that didn't really knock the door over.
I think they're trying to obviously change things up this year, but it hasn't started well. And now, they get a lot of time to get it right now, I suppose.
Yeah, Adelaide, they kick 6 straight in the first.
Yeah.
Taylor Walker, I was listening to the commentary, and it started to annoy me a little bit because I was trying to listen to the footy. But they kept harping on about Taylor Walker, done. But I didn't see enough of it. Did you see any of it? Taylor Walker's game? Did you see Taylor Walker's game at all?
So, no, I just saw, I saw the kick he took at the end.
Yeah, so they just kept saying on the, Taylor Walker, the game's going to pass him. I was like, chill out, it's game 1.
A lot of other people, yeah.
And he's kicked 2, let's just relax a little bit. But, Isaac Heaney and Luke Parker answered the question that we had last week, who's their best player?
Yeah.
Clearly, Geelong showed exactly what I thought Geelong would show. I think they're going to battle.
Yep.
GWS is best.
GWS, Toby Green.
Yeah, their best.
Telling you.
Well, their best players is good. You know what I mean? Toby Green's kicked 4, Cameron's kicked 3.
So in his last 3 games, Toby Green, including the preseason ones, Toby Green's kicked, 13 goals.
Yeah, no, he's a superstar.
Yeah.
But even Canelio hits the scoreboard again with a couple. Yeah. Their midfielders, they're
pretty much, is there anyone I'm missing here that, this is almost as close to full strength. I mean, Callum Ward's still to come back.
Taranto.
Oh, Toronto, yeah, obviously.
And Williams did a hamstring in the first quarter.
Still, even with those 3, this is probably close to full strength.
And, of course, who was that halfbacker that moved into the midfield last year when they were a bit thin?
Williamson?
Yeah.
Zach Williams.
Yeah.
Williamson? Why has that happened to my head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's out too.
Still.
Is it Zach?
It's Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Zach attack. Came in, had 30s, and was just like, oh, this bloke's a midfielder as well, is he? So he's out as
Zach
well.
Williams.
Yeah, Zach Williams. So he's out as well. So you think that they're at full strength, but they're nowhere near full strength.
No,
they've still got four of their start 18 and got one injured in the first quarter.
And probably in the four that are out are in their best 10.
Yeah.
But that's still as close as they've come to full strength.
So we haven't worked that out. Have you ever watched Open Mics?
Yeah, over the journey.
Callan Ward did one. I don't know if it was a new one. I think it was a new one because I was talking about him losing the captaincy.
Yeah, okay.
Really good. I didn't realise, he's made captain at the age of 21 or whatever he was, but he at least had like a stuttering issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he had issues speaking, and he said something I'll forever be so grateful to Phil Davis, who comes across quite academically, well-spoken, that he could manage to manoeuvre, Callum Ward into certain areas and give him advice and help and sort of guide him. And now he spoke, and Mike Shane said a couple of times, he said, I'm really surprised you're downplaying how, you're confident you are. And, this sort of stuff gives me so much anxiety. Like,
really?
I get really anxious about doing this sort of stuff, even sitting there 200 games on or whatever he is and captain of a footy club for such a long period of time. But he still was getting nervous doing an interview. But, he's one I'm looking forward to seeing come back, Callum Ward.
Yeah.
And by the time the footy's back,
he'll have plenty of time. It was like Matt Cruiser, gone down with an ankle injury, out for 12 weeks, see him round two. He'll be fine.
Jeez, why couldn't I ping a calf and have 15 weeks off and not miss a game?
But gosh, this is like, there will be players who will get tremendous benefit from not smashing bodies every week.
Oh, of course. But then on the backside, they're going to get it again. And when the grounds will harden up a bit too towards the back.
A lot of water.
Hey?
Just a lot of water.
Well, so if you're listening and you think we might be putting the lockdown at some stage, just get the hose out. Give your lawn a bit of a water. So at least you have something to do one day of the week. Just give your lawns a clip.
Yeah.
I've been doing it a fair bit.
Have you?
Give it a lot. Try and get a bit of growth on that front yard so I can at least do something in the afternoon with a beer, man. God, it's going to be hard, but it's obviously what needs to happen.
Anything else massively stand out for you over the weekend? Port Adelaide, Rosie, second-year Blues, look, they're not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, we say these things. We don't know what the season's going to look like, but geez, he was good.
Yeah, Rhino's not here, but it was you and Rhino who shit-canned North Melbourne. Good player? Who's their player?
I believe I said they could be sneaky good.
Yeah, yes, okay, you did say sneaky good, and then I bought it.
Without having any good players.
Well, and then I said they've got a good player.
Sean Higgins.
No, and Ben Cunnington.
Oh, Ben Cunnington, yeah.
With his mop on his head. Did you see his head?
Yeah, how's the growth? The plugs.
Good Lord. What are they doing? I enjoyed him with a bald nut. He looked tough.
You think like when you say someone's vain enough to go and get plugs, you expect them to come back with like a trendy haircut?
Yeah.
He's just like, he looks like a country boy still.
It is, 100%, mate.
Get
a high fade or whatever those young lads do.
Mate.
Get a speedy put in. But
you've
gone
to all this effort. You just look like you've just come out of the shearing shed.
Oh, mate, just put the shaved guinea pig on top. But how good's he? He is.
Kicking match-winning goals.
But another player, if he was at a bigger team.
Yeah, there'd be a lot. Like, he would have been. Was it last year he missed All Australian? He had a fantastic
average
year.
Average 27 last year.
Yeah. And it wasn't even in the squad from what I remember.
That's right. Yeah, average 27. He was a bloody good player and tough as tough. Like, goodness gracious me.
One you take every week.
Well, but like someone who like, when they go to the centre bounces and they do tough guy stuff.
Bang.
If he hits you, there's not many that go back and hit strike back. I might just take a couple of steps
back.
Don't
quite do the Cale Morton. Was it Brendan Lowe?
Yeah,
Cale Morton,
ran away.
Who ran the opposite direction?
He's unlucky there, Cale. Because the footy was heading in that direction.
Oh, was it?
Yes. He wasn't running for his life. The footy was heading on that 45 and Brendan Lowe was giving chase to try and stop him. So, but geez, it was funny.
I don't think like you're a kid coming, a teenager, you're getting drafted at pick four. You think the thing you'll be remembered most is the encounter with Brendan Lowe running away?
Don't know where I saw it. It was on TV again the other day.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it on Facebook.
He's quite funny. Someone pointed out some Twitter. Cal Morton, he's bobbed up.
A bit of a chirper.
Yeah,
good.
That's good.
You got to be like that.
Yeah, what is it, three clubs or was it just the two? Melbourne and then West Coast?
Melbourne, West Coast. Now, I reckon that was it. Did he go somewhere after West Coast?
I don't think he did.
No, I think he might have trained somewhere, maybe.
Yeah, okay, been a trainer.
But no, I don't think he did. He signed a big contract early days.
Yeah, mate, he was a pick four. That was they came out of there was a WA under 18 team, which was like, they were all top 10 picks. It was Cale Morton, Masto, Reece Palmer, and Alex Rance.
Yeah.
Oh, and David Myers was in there too.
So he is, just West Coast, Melbourne.
Yeah,
three games at West Coast, 73 at Melbourne.
Yeah, right.
But again, he wasn't great. But like,
he's a lot better than a lot of other footballers.
No, but the Melbourne system then, it was broken for nearly every kid that went into that joint.
Yeah, I don't know. Who, has anyone really made it out of that Melbourne?
No. Tom Scully, they always hype about his running, but he's not a star.
He is. He's a decent wingman. Yeah,
yeah, he's a runner, but he wouldn't be in the top five wingmen on the ground.
No, there was one year at GWS where he was...
Yeah, but that was always hyped. He was good, but hyped about his running, and he'd running, and he'd run anyone into the ground, and he just runs it. But, like, he was never still their best four midfielders.
I think, no, that year, there was one season.
Yeah, no, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, but as a wingman, he had great ability. But I still
there were also, a lot of them hadn't caught up. So I think he was one of their better midfielders that year.
I reckon you're talking about the year if you look at the names, prelim to...
It was the year before he got
Richmond,
injured, I think.
They lost to Richmond when Dylan Shiel was KO'd.
Yeah,
maybe. You thinking about that year?
It was probably that year.
Oh, God, we're biting some time here.
Oh, no, we go, so a lot of shows do all this research and have all their notes here. We just go on tangents and then have to find out.
That's the issue. We get lost on tangents and then we end up bloody Googling as we talk.
We did not think we'd have to Google Tom Scully 2015.
I'm sure, why didn't we prepare for that?
Yeah, I know.
I reckon you're thinking of, 2016, 590 disposals.
Quick shout out.
23 goals, you're right. He had an outstanding season. I'm completely wrong. And he had a really good 16-17. I'm completely wrong.
Shout out, then he
went really quiet in 19.
And then that was the injury?
Sorry, 18 missed a lot, 19 quiet.
19 was horse.
So 16-17 were incredible years. 590 disposed. In those two seasons, he's kicked 38 goals, 20, and had nearly over 1,000 disposals.
Yeah, and so
over 1,100 disposals.
Was averaging 25 and kicking a goal a game.
Yep. No, it's incredible football.
Yeah, and so one of the years he was going on close to 5 tackles as well. I like tackles. You know, you look at me like tackles aren't a stat.
Mate, 5 tackles, what do you want to NRL? I bet you're in favour of the NRL, keep playing.
I grew up playing rugby league. Tackling was one of the only things I was good at in footy.
Yeah, wait, what are your forecasts? What are your forecasts for footy clubs? What are your forecasts for everything?
For now, happening? So it's going to be rough.
Yep.
Like, we're looking at a lot of people on leave without pay or just done. I'll be interested to see what footy's going to look completely different when it comes back. And we've seen like the arms race in footy departments. So people just getting more and more sports scientists, more and more assistant coaches. And that eventually led to the evening up with the soft cap on coaching departments. I think that's going back right to the pack now where clubs try to strip back to basics, knowing what's going to come. Yeah, they'll do it themselves.
So literally I'm just still looking for NRL stuff on my phone, and it just says, the question is why the NRL is attempting to play on, and the quote from someone in the...
Was it Volandis?
They own nothing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they really don't. They've tapped out all their resources. And a lot of those clubs survive purely on pokies, and now the pokies are shut.
But they don't have to... The stadiums, they're not maintaining stadiums, a lot of them, just dumps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's...
You wonder how it got there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right. So fast forward. So you reckon? Have you heard? What sort of numbers at footy clubs are you thinking are going
to
go?
Well, I was hearing it's like they're going down to skeleton staff. So the number kicking around today was close to the 80% mark.
80% losing their jobs.
Well, or just being like
stood down,
take all the leave you can, take your long service leave, take whatever.
Which is if companies or organisations can let you prop into your long service leave before your time.
Yeah.
To try and survive.
You just got to try and get through this next however many months.
You just wish there was like a 3-month period. You know what I mean? Like, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be shit. Looking at six is...
But like in terms of finding your feet and the health concern being alleviated a fraction, or what do they say, flatten the curve or whatever. A little bit where you can get, we need to start getting back to work. We need to start, because mentally, like the mental state, that's massive. The physical effects of this virus is huge.
But the mental, mental stuck
side
in your house,
of and
people
not
sure if they have a job out. But the
mental,
other end
and
of it.
What's the major concern in today's society?
Mental health.
Yeah. Like, we're going to have so many dramas with mental health as well.
Yeah, I don't know, but from a footy perspective, I think we'll come out of these clubs they won't be the behemoths they are now.
Will there be 45 players on the list or whatever it is?
I think we'll probably maybe start to see slightly less, but then having a supplementary list.
Yeah.
Like having the flexibility to bring people in for however long.
AFLW continue?
Yeah, in some form. I think we'll see what money they have at the other end of it. It's an expensive competition to run.
Yeah, so maybe they're not
maybe
playing.
Maybe they pair that back. But I think the future of footy is I don't think we'll ever go back from 16 minutes plus time on.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
No, I didn't. Didn't give the Brad Hills, and like I watched Brad Hills game on the weekend, and
couldn't outrun people because no one else got tired enough.
Yeah, couldn't blast them away. And he was having a break. I was like, you don't need a break, but everyone else is having a break.
Yeah.
So
they'll figure that out when they'll just leave him on.
Yeah, I know, but the person he's playing on is not going to be tired.
No,
they can rotate off.
But that's kind of from a whole game perspective. You don't want the people. You want them to get a bit tired. Maybe they strip rotations back.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what I mean, because I just kept looking at it going, the blokes who weren't in, they've not many were outside games.
They've
in
been
terms of,
concerned for a long time about the length of the game.
What's wrong with it? Why are we fixing 30 minutes a quarter or 20 plus time on, 28 minutes, whatever? Like, why do we need
people's
to keep changing
spans.
Things?
It's just people's attention spans. It's gone down.
What's the viewership been like? Yeah, but the NBA is only 12 minutes and they stop every, the clock stops.
Yeah, that's a bit, time out. It can be a bit tedious.
Yeah.
But no, I still think they've been determined to get it down, and now that this seemed to, it was fine.
If they said, if they said 27 minutes, 27 minutes is when the siren stops, I'd be like, okay. But this 16-minute stuff, I don't like.
Well, you think, so no time on, maybe even 25.
27, don't cut in on me. 27, and
I mentioned in the middle, mate.
The clock runs.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Just the fear of quarters finishing after 22 minutes.
Difficulty with the clock runs is people trying to ice the clock, whack the ball out of bounds.
They do it anyway.
Yeah, but then the clock stops, so the time's still.
They waste time. They can do.
There's ways to do it, but I think if the clock ran, there's a lot more ways.
But
to
alternatively,
do it.
If you're if you know what the clock is, you need to go foot to the floor. There's no doubt on when the clock's going to stop. You've got 30 seconds to get it to the other end.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just picturing all the local footy games where there's a minute on the clock and you're trying to boot it across seven cow paddocks.
I don't mind local footy. That's as cooked as AFL.
Yeah, no, so am I. I just had a
Do you think about
the
waffle clubs?
So I think there will be some waffle clubs go to the wall here.
100%. Well, there's the obvious one.
West Perth. West Perth already done it. But I think this is going to have sand for every state league.
Of course.
I think there is a chance it will come out of this with a national reserves comp rather than a...
Yeah, okay.
Or
that's fair, but then you think, God, how sad if that's the case.
Yeah, you want them to still go ahead in some ways, but I think what this will mean for state league clubs is the era of trying to win, number one aim is winning a flag, that's done.
Yeah.
You can't pay players anymore. Not at the levels you were. If your players are in your zone, they play for you, or it's a transfer. It's not a massive playing fee.
Yeah.
And that means you'd have to strip back the level of training because they're asking a lot of players.
Too much. I don't think even too much at the moment.
So that comes right back because players won't play. You're not going to be able to pay them to do it. So you're going to have to pare that all back. So it's not going to be what it was. It'll exist in some form, but it's not going to be. Every state league is not going to be what it was.
Yeah.
And this is maybe the national under-23s I'm talking about. So state league fills up with, as you're 24 and you're not getting a gig, you've got to prove yourself in the state league. But I think they've been angling towards some kind of under-23 comp for a while. You can roll through your draftees. They get to play against bigger bodies.
Yeah. It's funny, there's brains, isn't there? There are people with brains in terms of right now it's doom and gloom. When it settles in 8 weeks, fingers crossed. Again, not playing footy, but when you can, the dust settles a little bit and you can see, they'll have some very, very good people
navigating
the situation.
This is a reset for everybody.
Yeah.
In every industry.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to come out of this different to the way they acted before. I think the startup culture and the entrepreneurs around the place, that's going to pare back a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's now a lot of those guys are going to the line because everybody took risks.
Even driving, I showed you the photo of Centrelink, which is, if you don't know where we are in Perth, what would it be, 200 metres from Centrelink?
Yeah, there's a Centrelink down the road.
Crazy lines, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hope everyone's safe.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's a message to everyone. Stay safe out there. We'll keep going through footy with a couple of ideas how to keep things rolling.
Good or great?
Good or great, yeah. Explain this on the weekend. You ran a few through.
So... You pick certain players who have had reasonable careers or great careers, whatever.
Yep.
And you lob the name in, And so, for example, Trent Cotchin's name popped up.
And he's one of the ones that's a massive...
or a great player of the competition? His record on paper, Brownlow...
That's it. If you never saw him play and just saw his record on paper, you'd say he's a Hall of Famer great.
Dual premiership player, da-da-da-da, and it just spits. And people fight, argue, dismiss each other. And then for another example, I thought it was Joel Corey who won the two best and fairest in premiership years at Geelong, but it's Corey Enright.
Yeah.
So, Corey Enright. Best and fairest in two premiership years.
I think Corey Enright's a great.
So I'd argue good. And I'd say Cotchin great.
Really?
So you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What do you reckon? Yeah. But there's so many names. There's so many names.
Mate, there are. Then you there can are go, plenty.
But then you could probably go shit or shit house. Say through Alice.
I think we were going to do an 8-part recreation of the 2008 grand final, weren't we? Is that on the...
Is that enough time?
How many disposals? We could stretch it to one an episode.
Oh, shit, we'll be here till next year. Sorry, I've said the S word a couple of times there.
That's all right, we'll whack an E on it.
And I've just bought a podcast system.
You see, look at this.
Far out. Life's looking good.
Expect more to come. You'll be set up at home.
I'll be set up.
Ted can work the board.
So working out at home tomorrow for radio, for those who don't know, how am I meant to keep a one-year-old away from me doing live radio in a house where we're all stuck inside?
You got that little tin shed out the back, don't you?
I ain't going in that. Or he's in that.
Yeah, put him in there.
Yeah. No, I'm propped up at
play with the gardening tools, mate.
I'm propped up at the bar already, ready to go, but it's still not going to matter when he goes flying past. Bike.
Oh, don't you have to, will you have to wear the Lion King mask or whatever the whole time? Or?
Oh, mate. Ever since Em has been working from home, so it's thrown out our routine. So I do the afternoon stuff, picking him up, we wrestle, we ride bikes, we run, we have fun, I do dinner, I do baths, I get him ready for bed. And then Em's home at 6:30 or 7, and then she takes over. Now Em's there. He don't want to borrow me for anything. Nothing. At all.
Doesn't give a damn.
Nothing. It breaks my soul and my spirit. So much.
Wow.
I had to put on a calming app last night to go to bed. It cost me $70 online. Didn't I? It was one of those ones, try it for a week for free. This was last week.
Yeah.
And I forgot to unsubscribe.
How much does it cost you?
$70 for a calming app. I've got, is it Michael McConaughey? Who's that guy the actor? McConaughey. Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. Yeah.
You know his voice?
Yeah.
He tells you a story to get you to bed. there's all sorts. LeBron James is on there. There's all sorts of bits and pieces. It's called Calm or some bloody thing.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well.
They need to keep updating the way I'm feeling at the moment. I'm one a night at the moment, the stress levels. Anyway,
we'll keep
smiling.
Going there with that. Keep smiling. We'll be back next week. Let's do it. We'll go good or great from next week. We'll pick a name.
Ooh, you want to do it?
Let's do it. Let's throw it out on. We'll throw it out on. On our Insta at Hardball Gets AFL.
Yeah.
We'll check out. Send us a name.
But I think over a podcast you can do three players probably.
Yeah. And throw a few names out.
Yeah. Good or great. Throw them out and we'll argue. Because you need to prepare yourself for which side you want to take.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a school debate. when the smart person used to, you were debating with, would absolutely hammer you and then you just go, you're wrong.
Yeah. Case closed. All right, thanks for joining us, everyone. If you haven't subscribed, please do that. Leave a rating, leave a review. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show with thanks to Mazda. See you next time.